Sadly, under Governor Abbott, Texas has the distinction of joining some other states in appearing to produce untrustworthy fatality and other numbers related to COVID-19. One cannot judge trends if the counting methods change, especially multiple times during an event, but that's just what Texas has done, and it inspires everything but confidence. On 27 July, the Texas Tribune reported Texas' formal tally of COVID-19 fatalities grew by more than 400 on Monday after state health officials changed their method of reporting. The revised count indicates that more than 8% of the state's death tally was underreported by state health officials before Monday. The state provided no solid evidence of an undercount or why their method had been faulty that was reported, but instead simply made an assertion of such, which is hardly scientific or trustworthy. Then on 29 July, the Statesman reported state health officials reported 313 additional deaths attributed to the coronavirus on Wednesday. It was the most deaths reported on a single day, although they occurred over the past week or more, as state health officials have adjusted how they count deaths caused by the virus. Then on 30 July, the AP had this headline, state adjusts surging total COVID-19 deaths slightly lower. I wasn't ready to join those calling Texas numbers faulty until now. There's simply too much alteration, restatement, and poorly explained methodological change to have confidence in the numbers. Yet again, Abbott's folks lead us toward being more like New York and California, and this from a man who ran on a platform of not being like those places. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.